Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, if you like to watch as well as listen, you can do so. Civic Media's got our own YouTube channel. Just search on YouTube for Civic Media. You can watch me there. You can also watch me on Insta, the thing that used to be called Twitter, and the Book of Faces. My handle is at Maggie Dawn Show, and you can watch us there. Hello to the few hundred people we've got online watching. Great to see you all. Feel free to make comments online if you're, again, on YouTube, Facebook, X, Insta, or Facebook. You can put comments up there. We will see them. We will share them as we can here on the radio. You can also, of course, do it the old-fashioned way with your phone, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you are a longtime Civic Media Talk Radio Network listener, did you know that Civic Media also has a fabulous music station lineup when you're running errands, getting your exercise in, and you've just had enough politics for the day? I can't imagine that that would ever be the case. Check out Civic Media's fabulous music lineup. We've got 98Q Country in Park Falls, also on 105.5 WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCO in Richland Center. All are free on the Civic Media app, so go get that. You can also use the app to join our conversation with just one click. You can call or text us, again, 855-752-4842. Before I brought on this incredible set of guests that we've had today, Dan Schaefer, Jeremy Janine, and of course, Jason Stein. Thank you to Jason from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I had a fabulous question from one of you, our great listeners. And the question was this. Amanda from Cross Plains, listening on WMDX, said this to me via our text line. Maggie, do you and your Civic Media peers have thoughts on the predictions circulating online about Donald Trump declaring martial law on April 20th? I'm going to start there because this all relates up. These two court decisions, they're largely interim decisions from the Supreme Court over the last 24 hours, I think are giving us some breadcrumbs as to how the Supreme Court may view invocation of martial law. And I'll get to that as we go through my discussion of those cases. But I wanted to just zoom way back out for a second. I talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show, and I think I rushed through it a little bit. So I want to say this more slowly to all of you and get your feedback. What we have seen since Donald Trump took office on January 20th is a dismantling of, well, everything. Without exception, nothing is sacred. The VA, yep, let's slash that to the tune of 82,000 jobs. Who cares if it's legal? Let's declare birthright citizenship not a thing, even though it's in the Constitution. Let's gut the CDC, even though we are guaranteed to see another global pandemic like COVID. Let's put, right, the vaccine denier, RFK, in charge of the CDC. Let's propose cuts to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Let's stop asking billionaires and corporations to pay their fair share, and let's, in fact, give them more handouts in the form of tax cuts that they neither need but certainly want, but neither need nor would put to use in our economy. Let's abandon the idea that economies that are integrated globally, when one economy grows, it also grows the other economies, and that trade wars and escalating industry protectionary measures actually are bad for the middle class. You want to know why we have a trade deficit? Because it's cheaper to make stuff abroad than it is here. There is no sacred cow in a Donald Trump administration. None. It's not the Constitution. It's not conservative principles. He's abandoned Ukraine, abandoned our NATO allies, threatened to basically unwind NATO, hates the United Nations. No sacred cow there. The globalism that conservatives for the last 50 years bear-hugged as the engine of capitalism. Not a sacred cow. Nope, that's gone. What hasn't he tried to dismantle, to blow up? What isn't in chaos right now? I mean, somebody tell me something that's not completely sort of mind-bogglingly chaotic right now. Calls for the impeachment of judges, picks a billionaire overlord and a bunch of barely post-pubescent, pimply-faced techno geeks to decide what works and doesn't in our federal government. Institutions of higher learning. Nope, we'll extort those too. The world's largest, most powerful law firms. We'll attack those as well. There's no sacred cow in the Donald Trump administration. I told you yesterday, there's only two things that explain all of this together. And those two things are, none of this makes sense except for these two things. If you agree that these are the motivating factors, then it all makes sense. It will enrich billionaires in the United States. And it will empower Donald Trump. Those are the only explanatory variables that work. And so in the face of ever accelerating chaos, what might a wannabe tin pot dictator want to declare? People protesting in the streets? Upset from coast to coast? An invasion from our southern border? I know! Martial law. The date is April 20th because Donald Trump gave Pete Hegseth and the other Mensa members 90 days to figure it out. So yeah, do I think it's a possibility? I sure do. When we come back, I'm going to dig into these cases, share with you my analysis of why this matters to each and every one of us as the Supreme Court emboldens the cruel chaos of Donald Trump when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.